radical chain mechanism for the alkane. So these steps then you need to learn. So in that table at the end of your module notes, I said here's your table that goes through all of the steps in each of the mechanisms. So in this case we're going to say this is a three-step mechanism. Now in our three-step mechanism here, there'll be some little sub-step details that you need to remember, but it's basically initiation, propagation, termination are your three steps in the radical chain mechanism. So our initiation step then needs to generate reactive chlorine radicals. So we take chlorine molecule, or it could be bromine molecule, whack a photon into it, it splits apart homolytically, we get two chlorine radicals. Next step, a chlorine radical attacks a carbon-hydrogen sigma bond. This breaks homolytically, putting a electron onto the methyl group, which now becomes a methyl radical, and the other electron pairs with the chlorine radical to become hydrogen chloride. Now we use the methyl radical to attack another chlorine molecule, and the two-electron bond in that chlorine molecule splits homolytically. We form our product, chloromethane, and the chlorine radical. The chlorine radical then loops back again to do the whole thing. So this is the radical chain bit, where that chlorine radical loops back to do the whole thing again. Now, this mechanism looks pretty easy. Normally, when we get people in an exam situation, they get the first step down, they get the second step down, and at that point, the wheels fall off. Because it's quite tricky to remember that it must be the methyl radical attacking one of the starting reagents again, which is the second part of the propagation. So this definitely needs some practice to remember what attacks what, because it's much easier just to do these things on a fast forward flick through like this than it is to do them in pencil. I remember the first time I started teaching this stuff, I inadvertently tried to do a mechanism one day that I hadn't practiced for some years. Big mistake. Unless you work on these things, they don't go well. Lachlan, who's that student I told you about that was sort of very talented at doing these things, I remember him saying he'd gone down to Townsville and seen the professor of biochemistry down there, who's very good. He's a big name in plant photosynthesis. Well, you know, he's a biochemist. They invariably have to have done 2 years of chemistry inside their degree when they went through, so that they could do mechanisms. Well, he was throwing mechanisms on the board and making mistakes. So everybody needs to practice these things to make sure they're doing them correctly. And particularly in like an exam situation, if it's at all rusty, then the arrows will start flying in weird directions. And by that I mean that you'll end up pushing them from positives to negatives, and you'll start using fishhook arrows when you should be using double-headed arrows and stuff like that. Now, in a mechanism, we need a rate-determining step. So in this case, the abstraction of the hydrogen, which is pulling that hydrogen off the methane,